Welcome to Tax Talk Tuesdays. I'm Professor Francine Lipman at UNLV's William S. Boyd School of Law. Here's this week's tax tip, contributed by law student Michael Scully. If you have a small business, which includes inventory, how you value that inventory will have significant tax consequences. The IRS accepts three methods of valuing your inventory. First is the cost method, where an inventory item's cost is its purchase price and any associated fees. A second method is the retail value method. For this method, you subtract your profit or markup from your selling price to determine its cost. The final method is the market value method, where the inventory's cost can't exceed its market value. Most businesses utilize the cost method because it's the easiest. Whatever cost method you use, taxpayers can't deduct their inventory until the inventory is sold or deemed obsolete and discarded. At the end of each year, the total cost of your inventory sold plus the cost of any worthless inventory is deducted against your income as cost of goods sold. Businesses should consult with an accountant to select the best inventory method for their particular circumstances. If you have any tax topics you'd like me to cover, send me a quick email at francine.lipman@unlv.edu or tweet us at UNLV Law LITC. Let's talk again next Tuesday, taxpayers.